Blog Talk Radio.
The Madden Voice, show number 79, August 31st, 2010. And we are in full swing in the Madden community. Madden NFL 11 is out. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I went to a fantasy football draft this weekend, a live one. And actually, it was my first live fantasy football draft. And shout out to the Afro Remix Fantasy Football League. My boy B over there doing it big for five years now. And I've been involved, I think, three of those five, and doing big things, real nicely run, tight league, and my first live draft, a lot of fun. And what were the guys doing in between picks? Playing Madden. And they wanted me to play, and I'm like, guys, honestly, I play enough of this game. Right now, I'm just going to... get ready and let's do some fantasy football. Plus, I wanted to stay focused. You know, you start picking up the sticks, and now your focus is on the game, and your pick comes, and okay, who's still on, who's available, who's not. So, you know, but I had a good time. But anyway, we're here tonight, the Madden Voice live, and you know, it's been a peculiar afternoon. It's been very quiet in the Madden community today. So we are supposed to have a Top Taylor returning to co-host the show tonight. And Bobby Storm, I believe, is going to just call in and say a few words on the latest on Players Bowl. And as I've labeled it, Players Bowl Fall Edition. But nevertheless, Players Bowl, the takeover. His site is up. Registrations are happening. And it is Saturday, September 25th, which is only 3 weeks away, guys. Or 3.5 weeks away, depending on where you are in your calendar. But it's only a few weeks away. So, you know, get on the site and get pre-registered. And, you know, assuming that we get Bobby to call in this evening, we're going to let him tell us what's the latest. And he's got a great sponsor, Mike, Galaxy for Gamers. Mike was on the show last week and actually joined us for some NFL talk, which is pretty nice. Always good to have a fresh voice. You know, when you're talking sports, it's always, you know, you never know. And he was a Cowboy fan, so certainly, you know, it was nice to have a little backup. So it was enjoyable. And tonight we plan to, you know, update you on what's going on in the EAFL. People are asking what's up with the Money League. Stay tuned. You know, I'm not going to, those of you who have signed up for the EAFL Money League, you will be receiving information this week via email. It's not something I'm going to put on a message board or even in a show because there's money involved. And I really think that only the people that have signed up should, you know, be a part of it or should be have input. So if you have signed up for the Money League, don't worry. Within the next few days, you will get the latest on where that stands and where we are and what's needed to get that underway. The other leagues are in full swing, and we're looking good. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about the Player of the Year Award. And, you know, I've had a few inquiries. You know, we will talk about the invite I made last week, and I'll make it again. And I had a few inquiries, but I think people are, you know, it's almost like people want to hear from me what it is that is in it for them to join. And, you know, a couple of people email me, a few people email me and say, all right, you know, Commissioner, you know, we heard that you were looking to expand your Player of the Year Award. Sounds good, but what's in it? You know, what's in it for my league? And, you know, I mean, what's in it for your league is money. but, you know, I think the building a relationship and trying to tie leagues together and make it a larger conglomerate of leagues can certainly be advantageous to anyone that is participating. So, you know, for you commissioners out there that are interested in becoming a part of the Player of the Year Award as run by currently the EAFL, we currently have $2,300 on the line for our members and certainly are willing to share that to a degree, but certainly looking to talk that through with other leagues owners to see what it would mean to them to have a Player of the Year Award, and could we include you in our system and use our ranking points and make this a real legitimate, even more legitimate than already is, award. And if it doesn't work out that way, that's fine. You know, I've been around this community long enough to know that even the best plans in action don't always come through for whatever reason. You know, when dealing with people, you don't know what you're going to get. So I have had a few inquiries, and I appreciate you commissioners that did reach out to me. And I'll be honest, it wasn't as many as I thought. But I'm going to keep the door open. And those of you that are interested in learning more about the Player of the Year Award, EAFL Commish at EAFLMadden.com, or just Commish, actually. I think I changed it, so I'm not sure. I think either one will work. But try Commish, C-O-M-M-I-S-H, Commish at EAFLMadden.com. Shoot me an email and, you know, tell me who you are and a little bit about your league. And, you know, what I'd like to do is set up a conference call or maybe do a AOL chat or something, or even I'm not really sure, but some way to communicate with all the commissioners and see what we come up with and see if this is even possible. So if you're interested, or if you think your league commissioner should be interested, if you're in another league, you know, just have them reach out to me and, you know, we'll go from there. Other EAFL news while we're waiting for Top and Bobby to join us. You know, there was a, I don't know what, how you want to call it, dispute or disagreement with Madden's Greatest, which is another online league last year, and without rehashing what the disagreement was, at the end of the day, the EAFL decided that we would not work with them, and not only would we not work with them, we would not allow members of that league to be a part of our league, or members of our league to be a part of their league. And, you know, a year later, we revisited that agreement, had an email exchange with a few members of both leagues, which led to a email exchange with Tuton. I think we've come to an understanding on how to coexist. And I think he wants the best for his league, and I certainly want the best for ours. And the ban is lifted. So, you know, our rules will still apply. If you are a commissioner in another league, unfortunately at this time, you know, you can't play in the EAFL. And if you're in the EAFL and you play in another league and we find out that you're recruiting our members to go into that other league, then you're out. It's simple as that. And I don't expect EAFL members to go into other leagues and recruit people. If they're friends of yours, legitimate friends you know outside of Madden, hey, then that's okay. But if you're going there specifically to take people away, we don't condone that, nor do we want guys coming into our league doing that. I know it happens, but, you know, if we find out, then you're out on either end of that. So, but beyond that, currently, there are no bans, no disagreements, no arguments out there. And other than that rule about commissioners and league owners, you know, we're in good shape. So I am hoping that that will open up some new opportunities for, you know, Madden gamers that want to play in more than one league. And I think that's okay if you want to play in more than one league. I think you got to know what kind of time you got on your hands. And I do think that it is important that you stay loyal and dedicated. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it's a lot of the younger Madden generation people, they have a lot more time on their hands than us old guys, and they can play in four or five leagues while they're in school or what have you. So we expect to be one of those leagues, and if we're not, then join the EAFL. So I've been talking for about 10 minutes, and it is clear that maybe some signals have crossed, but I do not have Top Taylor, so I apologize. You know, he is a father, and as a fellow father, anything could popped up with family that could have gotten in the way of him calling in. So I'm going to assume that he will not be joining us. But anything's possible. It's been about 10 minutes, and I don't have him, and I don't have Bobby, and those were the two main guests on the show this evening. We are still going to do football talk, and if anybody out there wants to call in and join the conversation, if not, you know me. I have no problem carrying the ball myself. But, you know, let's mention it one more time, the tournament coming up. And $2,000 guaranteed. This would be a fall version of Players Bowl. We do know that Players Bowl in the past, Bobby has done two Players Bowl. Last year he did one. But even before when he did two, they were usually maybe mid-year and then later in the year. But this one's early on in the year. The game will barely been out a month and about 6 weeks. And we are already going to have a major tournament. And it'll be their official kickoff. And they're calling it Players Bowl, the takeover. $2,000 guaranteed. $2,000 guaranteed, and largely in part due to the relationship with Galaxy for Gamers. So check them out. GalaxyForGamers.com. Check them out. And if you want to join or pre-register, do so right now, GameTimePhilly.net. That's where you want to go. It's going to be right in Philly at the Yesha, hopefully I'm pronouncing this right, Fellowship Hall on Snyder Avenue. All that information is right on the website. $2,000 guaranteed. It is rare to have a tournament this early on in the season with so much guaranteed. That's unusual. So $2,000 guaranteed. Check them out. And you know, and a side comment. I get questions from those of you who know that last year I was a zone referee for MLG, and I get questioned pretty regularly whether it's via Facebook or I'm drawing a blank here, AOL or Gamers Lab or you know, wherever I might be perusing, where you Maddenites know to find me. I get questioned about MLG and what's going on and what's happening. Well, let me say once and for all, I know nothing. Okay? I have no information on MLG. I have not been in contact with MLG since shortly after the last tournament where they asked if we were, who was willing to sign up for this year, come back and ref one more year. And then I indicated I'd be interested, and that was it. I've got nothing. So while you certainly can email me and ask me questions, I can assure you that you're going to be hard-pressed to find any definitive answers at this point in time. You just have to stay tuned, just like we have to do, and keep watching the website and, you know, just find out more information that way on the upcoming MLG tournaments. And unfortunately, you know, that's the best news that I can give you. So stay tuned for more from them. All right, so here I am, 9:15, August 31st. And the two main guests that I had scheduled, and this happens, you know, unfortunately, this happens when you're dealing with people and schedules and challenges. But this does happen when you have a plan, and unfortunately, the plan doesn't come to fruition. So again, I have to apologize for you know, my guests not being here tonight, and. You know, what I'm going to do is kind of segue into talking some NFL football. And, you know, after the NFL football, we'll regroup and see where we are. And maybe it'll be an early night for the Madden voices, you know, which is okay. I don't have a problem with that. Brother had a long day at work, and I'm okay with that. But we will be back. We're doing this show every week. And we know you guys got to get used to having us here every week. And every week the Madden voice will be here to provide you the latest on the game itself, tournaments, what's going on in the EAFL and NFL. You know, we're only now 13 days from the kickoff of the NFL season. And I know, that's not necessarily true. The season kicks off a week from Thursday, so we're actually about 9 days away from the actual NFL kickoff. Next week, I will have information on whether or not we'll be able to do a Madden Voice office pool weekly. The software that I've looked at, I don't know if we can make it work for the show, but we'll have that information next Tuesday, and then there'll still be a couple of days for people to sign up if they want, and certainly we'll throw some cash out there. But I'm not sure if this software is going to work or not, and we certainly could use a Yahoo or something like that. But I have bigger plans for this, so I'm hoping that this software that I've secured is going to do the job. But anyway, if you want to call in, 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525. If you want to catch me on Twitter, I'm there right now on Twitter. So feel free to send me a direct message or just shoot out a general tweet at the Madden Voice, and easy to find, the Madden Voice on Twitter. I'm on America Online right now, EAFL Commissioner. That's how you will find me on America Online. And one more time, if you want to call in, 347-838-9525. So let's talk a little football. You know, and I got to be honest. I watched the game between the Cowboys and the Texans Saturday night, and you know, after the conversation that Top and I had last week about the Cowboys, and it was a pretty spirited conversation about the Cowboys and the Giants, and you know, I watched the team, and this was their key game. This was their, you know, they call this game the dress rehearsal. This is the game that kind of you know, show where you are and how much work needs to be done before opening day. Well, I got to tell you, I was not impressed. I was not impressed at all with the Cowboys Saturday night. Now, you know, I know there's some injuries. I know that, you know, you don't necessarily want to show all your stuff in preseason. And from what I understand, the Texans under Kubiak and run a very similar scheme as the Redskins, Cowboys' first game. So I believe that they might have been holding back a little bit as well, and it's also winding down to the end of a very long training camp. So there are some reasons why the team would look flat and not as motivated as they would look on an opening day. But that said, I wasn't impressed with my own team, and I agree with Wade Phillips' assessment to play them starters at least a series or two on Thursday, at least so that their last active football competitive before the season hopefully is a little bit more productive. Now, from what I'm hearing, Miami's not playing their starters. So, you know, now it's like, okay, if the Cowboys play their starters and they score, then, you know, people are going to say, well, of course you scored. You played starters against the backups. If they play their starters and don't score, then people are going to say, wow, you're really in trouble because you couldn't even score against the backups. So if, in fact, Miami's bringing scrubs, and no disrespect, but second and third stringers, then the Cowboys are really going to have to rethink their plan because it could backfire in their face. But enough about Dallas. Let's take a look at the South Division, and then next week, our last week before the season begins, we will look at the West divisions of each conference. And let's start over there at the AFC South. You know, we have the Titans, the Texans, the Jags, and the Colts. And, you know, pretty much every year, you know, the Colts are always a preseason top five pick to make it to the Super Bowl. If you go to Vegas and you look at the odds makers, they're always one of the teams that are on the short list to go to the Super Bowl. And you know, a lot of that has to do with Peyton Manning and, you know, what he brings to the table. You know, and you know, this is a team that starts off every year anywhere from 10-0 to 14-0. So, you know, I would expect nothing less than a similar performance this year from the Colts. I would be very surprised if we saw any, you know, anything less than what we saw last year. Now, you know, the Texans looked pretty good in preseason against the Cowboys. and the Texans had their best record last year at 9-7. The Titans, you know, it's pretty clear now that Vince Young's their quarterback. And despite what you may want to say about Vince Young, he wins games. And the last I checked, that was the point. He wins games. And you can never count Jacksonville out, although, you know, they always bring a competitive team to the table. I don't know that they'll do much better this year than they did last year. They were on the bottom last year. But, you know, your money's got to be on the Colts and Peyton Manning. I mean, you know, they went to the Super Bowl and, you know, played a competitive game against the Saints, but fell short. And some would say that the Saints were just destined. That Super Bowl was destined because you had the last two undefeated teams to end up playing each other in the Super Bowl. So you clearly had the two best teams in the NFL in the Super Bowl last year, period. You really did. And, you know, the Saints, for you know, they did it. I mean, like I said, some people would say that they were destined after Katrina, that they had, you know, an angel on their back or something. I don't know. But whatever it was, they were able to do it. And but, you know, now it's a year later, and, you know, can the Colts do it one more time? You know, or will age and, you know, mediocrity set in? My money says we're going to see a similar performance out of the Colts. They're going to take that division. And, you know, will they go to the Super Bowl? I don't know. Maybe next week we'll do Super Bowl predictions. But they're definitely going to take that division. And the only team that I think will give them any real resistance is the Titans. So that's how I see it. On the NFC side, you know, again, you know, we're looking at the Saints, but there's the Falcons, the Panthers, and the Bucks. You know, we'll just say the Bucks. You know, I have more money on Detroit having a better year than the Bucks this year. I don't see it. You know, the Panthers and the Falcons. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest, I don't know as much about their off-season moves, so I don't know if either team did anything to distinguish themselves in the off-season. You know, we do know that Delhomme is out, and Delhomme, or whatever the heck his name is, and I believe, someone can correct me, I believe Matt Moore became the starter over there now. So, I mean, who knows? But, you know, again, I think those divisions are going to be very similar. And, you know, while Atlanta is going to fight and Carolina is going to fight, I just think the Saints are, you know, going to have a similar year that they had last year. You know, maybe not as dominant, maybe not 13 straight wins. But certainly I think they're gonna have another 11, 12 win season and win that division and fairly easily, I would say. They seem relatively healthy. Drew Brees, you know, the guy just, you know, he just wins games and he throws up incredible numbers. And, you know, that's what I think. So if anyone has a different opinion, shoot me an email. Call in, holler at me. I got to grab, okay, what I'm going to do now is just put on a quick song just for a second. I'm getting a call outside of the Madden Voice, so let me find something for you guys to listen to. I'll be back in not even a minute, but I want to find something for you guys to listen to. Here we go. This is a Madden song. I know you guys want to hear this one, so.
Yo, Rio! When the sports are dirty, what do you do?
What do you do?
Throw the curl!
Fuck it!
Fuck it! Fuck it!
Hey!
Fuck it.
That curl rap last play was awfully crazy. I wish I saved it.
Saved it!
Quadruple coverage. And fuck the guy that's naked. Run straight back against the heat. Throw the curl and fuckery. Two drops straight It's third and ten. If he drops one more, just throw it again. Man,
you wanna
I hate
now the rest of your life. Got a small brain, so it's best of your bite. I'm a giant boss, the flow so tight, and the 8-gap nano was oh so frightening. And child was the first running twin titan, those lightning just got enlightened. You run full house, that's a Mary Kate shit. Crew versus crew, didn't get to play it. That Benjamin should've saved it. Now there's no more corporation. After playing bow, I was sicker than you. Got back to my crib, snapped my disc in the tube.
That car ride last play was awfully crazy. I wish I saved it.
Saved it.
Quadruple coverage. And fuck the guy that's naked.
Go
run straight back against the heat. Soda curl and fuckery. Two drops straight. It's third and ten. If he drops one more, just throw it again. Man, I hate Madden.
Hey.
I hate curling.
Hey.
I hate small brain.
I can't tell you what I learned this year, but I can tell you what I heard this year. Like bum scream dot on an out route. Sloop fumbles, the boy's getting loud now. It's bad when a bum is calm and relaxed. If you disagree, just respond on the laugh. 07, he was locked by the 335. And 08, he was trying to chew.
Thank you, Gears. You guys remember that song from last year? I don't even know why I'm really talking much, because I'm getting calls on my private phone saying that there is some sort of issue with Blog Talk. And so I don't even know if I've been recording for the last half hour. Some people are able to get on, some aren't, but there seems to be technical issues. It might be my fault, because maybe a half an hour before we went live, I upgraded to premium, because last week guys could not get on the show because I didn't use the premium service. So I'm going to keep talking for a few minutes just so at least this is archived. But last week we had a lot of people trying to get on the show and they couldn't get on the show because using the free service you're in limited number of calls, blah, 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 blah. So we upgraded to accommodate you, the Madden, the Madden fan of the show, the fan of the Madden voice, if you will. Forgive me, guys, I'm tired. It's been a long day. And now we have, unlimited abilities to take calls and do shows, and it's worth the few bucks that they charge us. Apparently, my upgrade happened, I can only assume that by upgrading 30 minutes or so before the show, that they're upgrading services, and now it's interfering in my ability to deliver a quality show tonight. Maybe Top was trying to get in and couldn't get in. Maybe Bobby couldn't get in. I don't know. I've had a few calls and text messages from people saying, I can't get on. I can't get into the chat. I can't do this. I can't do that. So I do get one guy in the chat saying he can hear me, and I appreciate that. So what we're going to do for now is We're gonna log off the air about 28 minutes into the show, and I'm gonna assume that this is going to be rectified in short order, and if possible, we will rebroadcast the show later on in the week with Top and with Bobby, the original show that we were gonna do tonight. And if not, because of the holiday weekend coming close and people getting off, getting ready to take their holiday weekend, and we will be back next Tuesday. And we will have, hopefully, we will have Top, we will have Bobby, and we will do a full show next Tuesday night. I apologize. I will take the heat because I waited too long to get this done. Should have did it several days ago, and then there would have been no possible conflict. So that's my bad. And for those of you who did get through, thank you for your loyalty. For those of you who did call in and sitting there listening, thank you for your loyalty. We will get this resolved. We will get this fixed. And stay tuned as to when. Worst case scenarios, we'll be back on the air next Tuesday. That's worst case. Like I said, if I can't get you on pretty quickly, then it's better just wait till after the holiday, because I know starting Thursday people are taking off for the weekend. So if you don't hear from the Madden voice this week, we are back on the air next Tuesday. I guarantee you whatever the holdup is will be taken care of. And my apologies We're not perfect, but rest assured, we will be here every week, the Madden Boys, bringing you all the information about the Madden Game Tournament community, the EAFL, and, of course, our newest segment talking about NFL talk. And, hey, if you're out there and you're looking for a league to play in, EAFLMadden.com/join. Join the EAFL. That's where all feuds are settled on the field.